I just think, you know, the more those guys get to work together, you know, the more comfortable they're going to get. Just talking, you know, going through experiences, different games, different combinations in the run game, whatever it might be, just seeing it together, pre-snap talking to each other. It's just a cool process for those guys. You know, the more they do it, you know, obviously the better they're going to get.
Mm-hmm. Joe already told us that, hey, the knee's a concern. It might not be 100%. He said that on radio or whatever. Yeah. How did you evaluate what you saw from him in the first game? I know you guys didn't play a lot of snaps. And how do you feel he's moving with that knee?
He's playing his ass off. I mean, it's cool to see. I mean, it really is. You know, he's a grinder. He works hard. He does everything you want. He gives you everything. And, you know, the way he communicates with those guys, it's impressive. It's cool to see. So,
Coach Chris, what is the key in getting that blocking in unison? That's once y'all got set on the guys and so forth, how do you move it forward?
I think, every day we come out here and we're trying to develop our style of play, mm-hmm. you know, with a tough mindset. That's the number one thing. We're trying to do that as a team. Mm-hmm. That's the message from the top that we all take down. Mm-hmm. The second thing is, the more times you get to fit your helmet and fit your combinations in different mm-hmm. looks together, full speed, and the runners are a part of it, and the tight ends and the tackles, and all the way down the line, you know, the receivers are involved in our run game, mm-hmm. all of that kind of stuff. The more times you get to do it, the more reps you get to do it, the better you get at it.
Mm-hmm. In the run game, the numbers didn't look good, but were y'all close?
Yeah, there was a lot of good things. Okay. You know, we're a helmet fit away, whatever that might be, and it would be good to see it every day, you know, get better and better. So.
And a guy like Stone, who's never played left guard, how do you prepare him at that position? I'm sure there's some nuances to that position that you all got to work with him on.
You know, he's worked it ever since we've been here. We've moved those guys around inside. We've had guys playing center, guys playing guard. Both tackles have played all their spots. And, you know, James Stone is going to do whatever you ask, okay. as hard as he can do it. And he's going to do it the best he can do it. So he's been awesome to coach. It's been fun to coach him. And he's getting better every day.
What have you learned? Mike Pearson, he's a guy we didn't know a lot about, but he's coming here and looks like y'all like him. He's doing a lot of things for you.
Yeah, Mike's competing every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's coming out. He gives you his best every day. He grinds. He's tough. He's smart. He can move around. He's versatile. Mm-hmm. And, all these guys are out here working every day. And it's cool to see Mike. It's cool to see him grow. Mm-hmm. And, he's doing a good job.